Joining us now, the chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai. Ajit, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Really nice to have you here. So you're speaking at CPAC later today, where we are right now. Tell us, what will be the contents of that speech?
Well, in broad strokes, I'm going to be talking about why I'm a conservative, some of the things that we have done over the last year at the FCC to promote good conservative values, and then finally, making a couple of comments about the political culture that we've got. It's increasingly poisonous, and I'd like to return it to a better focus on the facts and that sort of thing. But I'm really excited to share our message with the crowd and to see what they're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're in a good position to talk about sort of the toxicity of the environment, because as you were kind of going after net neutrality and the changes that you went through this year at the FCC, your family was personally gone after. You had signs posted outside your home with your children's names on them. And then we saw this week the spokeswoman for the NRA, Dana Lash, saying that as she left the stage, people were yelling, "Burn her." They were accusing the NRA of being murderers. This feels like a very fraught moment in political discourse in the country.
And it's unfortunate. I really hope that at least when it comes to telecom and tech policy, which is my bailiwick, that we would be able to disagree civilly. But increasingly, it seems like people on one side seem to think, well, if you disagree with me, you've got to be evil, and we're going to take it out on you, and not just you, but your family and anyone you're associated with. And to me, at least, that's the last thing we need in America. It's not that far between a civil discourse that we used to have and a banana republic, and I certainly don't want to go make that transition.
Chairman Pai, I also want to ask you about sort of the way that speech is being regulated in the United States. And when I say that, I'm not talking about a government level. I mean by some of the big tech companies, the Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters. And when people communicate with one another, they often think that the vehicles through which they communicate are going to be content neutral, that they'll be able to have those conversations with each other. Except these giant companies in California, in Silicon Valley, have incredible power over whether or not the things that we say online even get to our friends, our family members, and the people that we connect with on the internet. Does this concern you, and is this anything that the FCC will ever take up as a consideration for regulation?
Well, I talked about this during the net neutrality debate. One of the great ironies is that these so-called advocates for net neutrality in Silicon Valley who demand that the FCC, the government writ large, regulate the internet in order to prevent certain gatekeepers from determining what people see and how they speak online, they themselves are engaging in some of the same viewpoint-based discrimination. And I've used Twitter as an example. I mean, they clearly have a viewpoint, and they use that viewpoint to discriminate against views that they don't agree with. And to me, at least, as you pointed out in your question, the First Amendment is not just the core value, the core principle of free speech, but it's also a cultural value that I think we need to fight to uphold. And my hope is that everybody would embrace that marketplace of ideas that has long characterized the public square.
But does the government have a role in this? Does the FCC have a role in that?
You know, I'm not sure that we do. I have to be a consistent free market, First Amendment regulator on that front. But one of the things I do have is a bully pulpit, and I'll keep talking about it.
Yep.
Because I think it's important for people to identify the importance of free speech on all platforms.
You're the chair today of a panel on how the FCC is paving the way for innovation, and you just filed FCC, you filed your repeal of net neutrality in the Federal Register yesterday morning. Is that part of the FCC leading the way in innovation, and how?
It is. So basically, we are trying to deregulate the marketplace and to give entrepreneurs and innovators the tools they need, the regulatory certainty they need, to be able to do what they do best. Under the previous administration, the philosophy was that the government knows best, that entrepreneurs will have to come on bended knee and ask, is this business plan okay? Where should we direct our investments? That's exactly the wrong thing to do. And so by getting rid of these heavy-handed net neutrality rules, we are going to allow this private sector to continue to invest in infrastructure here in the United States. We are also focusing on innovation. Recently, we approved SpaceX's application for delivering internet access through satellites that are launched into orbit. For us, at least, the free market, not government regulators here in Washington, is the best way to ensure that consumers benefit in the online world.
And so when will we see net neutrality officially repealed? When will we start functioning without it?
So it's a long process that we essentially have to go to the Office of Management and Budget, and they have to approve a certain of our regulations, and that process, so for some reason, takes a couple of months, but after that is done, then we will announce it, and then it will officially be effective.
Wow, typical government. Everything takes a
and
while.
That, well, that's apparently when the world ends, too.
Oh, well.
Right?
It's good to see.
That's apparently...
And this is the other point I've made, too, is that when we made the decision on December 14th, you saw all these news networks, the end of the Internet as we know it, or your online experience is about to be destroyed. I think that kind of Chicken Little commentary doesn't serve the American people very well. Because I think a lot of people were understandably freaked out if you have the news networks telling you, well, the Internet's about to be over. But as time has gone on, people have recognized, oh, wow, things are still working, everything's fine, so... I think it's just a lot of fear-mongering.
Well, if it does get destroyed, we'll check back in with you then. Ajit Pai, thank you. Thank you very much. The chairman of the FCC, really enjoy having you here. And also, you'll be at CPAC today. If you're at CPAC, you'll see him. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.